Texans want justice against illegal electioneering. It's March 28th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Voters in Harris County are demanding that District Attorney Kim Ogg investigate allegations of illegal electioneering by Huffman Independent School District Superintendent Benny Swallow. More than a dozen voters filled out affidavits accusing Swallow of using taxpayer-funded school resources to promote political issues and candidates during a November 2023 bond election, as well as the March 2024 primary. Texas election law prohibits government officials and employees from using public funds or resources for political advertising. The violations, by the way, are a Class A misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. The Liberty Justice Center submitted the affidavits to Ogg on Thursday, along with a letter demanding an investigation of Swallow's election interference. State law requires that the district attorney's office investigate allegations of criminal conduct in an election if two or more voters submit affidavits. In this case, you have more than that. Last month, Liberty Justice Center helped voters in Denton County file affidavits with District Attorney Paul Johnson, alleging that Denton ISD administrators illegally electioneered during the primaries. Of course, as we reported yesterday, Johnson has failed to respond to Texas Court Guard's repeated inquiries and has not confirmed whether or not his office has initiated an investigation. Attorney General Ken Paxton's office has filed a similar lawsuit against Huffman ISD. Texans regularly report school electioneering, but no government school official has ever been criminally prosecuted. A 29-year-old Venezuelan national who is a member of the Tren de Aragua gang was arrested in Chicago on March 11th after crossing illegally in Texas. Adelvis Rodriguez Carmona was originally arrested on February 24th by the Cicero Police Department for being tied to a drive-by shooting in the Little Italy neighborhood, as well as aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, no firearms identification card, driving without a license or insurance, and possession of adult-use cannabis in a motor vehicle. However, he was then released before being arrested again, this time by Chicago Enforcement and Removal Operations. Now, Tren de Aragua is a transnational criminal organization that began as a prison gang. Its criminal portfolio in Venezuela, according to Insight Crime, includes extortion, kidnapping, human trafficking, migrant smuggling, contraband, illegal mining, retail, drug trafficking, cybercrime, and theft. Now, a statement from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement reports that Rodriguez Carmona is currently awaiting immigration removal proceedings at the Dodge County Detention Facility in Juneau, Wisconsin. Border Patrol first encountered Rodriguez Carmona near Eagle Pass, right here in Texas, back in July of 2022. But he wasn't issued a final order of removal until a year later. According to Fox News correspondent Bill Malugin, although Rodriguez Carmona has received a deportation order, Venezuela, well, they're not accepting deportation flights from the U.S. Won't accept them. In fiscal year 2023, Iero arrested more than 73,000 illegal aliens with criminal histories, including charges and convictions associated with sexual assault, homicide, and kidnapping. In total, the group had 290,000 associated charges and convictions, with an average of 4 per individual.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Governor Greg Abbott has ordered public universities and colleges to update their free speech policies to include appropriate punishments for anti-Semitic rhetoric on campus. Abbott's executive order addresses the rise in anti-Semitism on university campuses following the October 7th terrorist attacks by Hamas on Israel that left over 1,200 innocent civilians dead, including approximately 30 Americans. Among its other provisions, the order directs all public higher education institutions within Texas to review and update free speech policies to address the sharp rise in anti-Semitic speech and acts on university campuses and establish appropriate punishments, including expulsion from the institution. They are also asked to ensure that these policies are being enforced on campuses and that groups such as the Palestine Solidarity Committee and Students for Justice in Palestine are disciplined for violating these policies. including the definition of anti-Semitism in their policies adopted by the state of Texas in Section 448 of the Texas Government Code, in university free speech policies to guide university personnel and students on what constitutes anti-Semitic speech. Additionally, the chair of the Board of Regents for each state university system will be required to report all progress towards these directives to the Office of the Governor within 90 days. The reports are to include documentation verifying speech policy updates and enforcement protocols on campuses. We're going to be off tomorrow for Good Friday. I hope everybody has a blessed Easter weekend. And remember, you can catch all of the latest news, all of the latest stories at texasscorecard.com.